we were talking about during the week, the huge turnout at a meeting in relation to nitrates in Fermoy. Up to 2,000 people attended a meeting to talk about farmers' concerns over the renewal of Ireland's nitrates derogation. Also impacting the world of farming this week, and of course the world of food this week in Ireland, is the news that a second flock of turkeys and poultry were affected by bird flu in Meath this time, aside from the issue already identified in Carlow. And this is prompting concerns this morning in relation to supply of poultry, supply of turkey in particular, for the Christmas period. With me on the line to talk about both these things, I have Noel Barden, who's news correspondent to the Irish Farmers Journal. We also have Noel Murphy, who is National Dairy Chair for the Irish the ICMSA from Milltown, of course. Good morning to both of you. Noel Barden, if I can talk to you first, just on the more emergent crisis in relation to this. How concerning is this? There are calls from farming organisations for the government to just really be on top of this and try and get biosecurity to the forefront of everyone's minds for fear it will spread further and cause more damage to the industry, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is a highly pathogenic strain of bird flu. So that's essentially a strain of bird flu that has been circulating in wild bird flocks for some time, but has made its way across into some commercial flocks just over the past couple of weeks. So the news came out yesterday that there was a second outbreak, and this was on a commercial turkey farm in Kells, County Meath. And I suppose before this outbreak had been confirmed, Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, came forward with a housing order for all poultry flocks, which will come into effect from Monday. And before this, there had been separate biosecurity measures in place. And there are very specific biosecurity measures in place around the areas of the outbreak, which was confirmed in Kells yesterday, but also the earlier outbreak that was confirmed on Monday down in County Carlow. So I suppose that there is quite a bit of concern among poultry farmers that they really do want to see these biosecurity measures in place, and they do want to see them implemented with speed. But I suppose it is worth saying as well that the disease that we're talking about here, which is the H5N1 strain of bird flu, it poses a very low risk to humans, and there's no risk with properly cooked poultry and eggs. But at the same time, both the minister and the farm organisation, they have said that members of the public, they're urging them not to approach or touch dead wild birds that they might find that they might find if they're out on a walk. And as well as that, they should report those birds if they can at all to the Department of Agriculture. And as well as that, just one other bit there on the biosecurity when it comes to members of the public, is that if they are out walking dogs, that they would make sure that these dogs wouldn't run up to wild birds and start kind of sniffing around them, because it can really pass just by the likes of that, a dog going out and grabbing one in its mouth, then getting into the car, it is taking the influenza around the country then.
Yeah. No, there's going to be as many as 3,000 birds culled in relation to that. This is coming up now to the busiest period for turkey farmers, the last week of November and the first week of December, when most of the birds for Christmas are typically processed. So a big kind of concern there. But as you said, there are controllables here, but there are also uncontrollables, and they will rely on the public's help and smaller, I suppose, hobby bird flock owners as well, aside from the big operations, which anyway would be highly regulated anyway. It's the smaller backyard flocks that they also would have a concern about, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really is here just trying to prevent contact between the domestic birds and the wild birds. And that is why the housing order is to come in from Monday. And as well as the housing order, there is going to be a ban on gatherings where birds from different premises would come together. So this would be the likes of it'll be the smaller scale poultry keepers who might go to the shows and the sales and the kind of fair day type events. So there will be a ban on those sort of gatherings as well.
I'd imagine that they would indeed, and this will be in place for, I'd imagine, quite some time as well. They'll be watching and waiting from that point of view. Is there any way to know, I suppose there probably isn't, the possible impact this might have, Noel? If it is contained to these two flocks, will that be the worst of it for the market for Christmas?
Yeah, so look, obviously it's a huge impact on the two premises that are affected. But in terms of the wider sector, at this point, if the biosecurity measures do work as planned and the disease can be contained to just these two commercial premises, it shouldn't have that big of an impact on the Christmas turkey market or just the poultry market in general. So I suppose we are in the high-risk winter period, but now that we do have these biosecurity measures and the housing order approved, I suppose it's just a bit of a wait and see to see if these measures do work as intended. And in fairness, they would have worked as intended in previous years.
Yeah, indeed. Noel, listen, thanks so much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Noel Baron there, who is the news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. By the way, and as Noel said, the HSE says the risk to public health from the strain of avian flu circulating is low and low to medium for occupationally exposed people. But members of the public are advised not to handle sick or dead wild birds and to report any sightings. And you'll see sometimes birds just come on the ground and you'll see them. They won't move. It'll be highly unusual behaviour. If you see that, or if you see any dead wild birds out in the open, then if you report them to the regional veterinary office, or you can contact the National Disease Emergency Hotline on 01 492 8026. Now, last Monday evening in Fermoy, 2,000 farmers turned up to a meeting to express their concerns in relation to the nitrates derogation decision, which is coming down the line from the European Union. The Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, was there to talk to farmers about their concerns. He'll be in Kerry this weekend and on Monday evening for another meeting. With me on the line to talk about that is Noel Murphy, who is National Dairy Chair with the ICMSA. Noel, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Gerry.
Now, how concerning is it and where do things stand? When are we likely to find out what the decision of the European Union will be about Irish farmers continuing to be able to avail of the derogation?
Well, I suppose, Gerry, it's very concerning. You know, I mean, if we were to go down from where we are at the minute, we'll say about 2.4 livestock units or cows per hectare down to 1.8, would mean about 20% of a reduction in production, we'll say, and that has a knock-on effect into our milk supply. We'll say in Kerry catchment area, the Dairy Ireland processing units would be down about 300 million litres. I suppose to answer the question about where we are as regards a decision on this, it could happen before December. We don't know. This Commissioner Janik or Jessica Rosdale, well, I think is coming to at the invitation of the minister into the country tomorrow to talk to the minister with her team. And I think the decision is with the Agri-Fish subcommittee, and she has she would probably be advising them. So the minister is well aware of our concerns around this, and we'll be engaging with him as well, hopefully on Monday evening.
So that will be important, because the current derogation, which allows farmers in Ireland to use up to 250 kgs for some farmers, the official limit is 170 kgs of organic manure applied to their land per hectare per year. It runs out. There is an argument being made, and it's an argument that will be made, I imagine, by the minister. And we heard Irish MEP Barry Cowan speaking yesterday evening about this, urging the government, is that, look, we have a unique grass-fed based system that needs to be prioritised. We are the only country left that requires or goes for this derogation. Will that argument work?
Yeah.
No, I think it should work.
I think the EU are well aware of our uniqueness, Gerry. You know, that we have a long growing, grass growing season compared, we'll say, with other countries. We are the last country to hold the derogation. I think it was Denmark gave it up voluntary, and they've gone in for a kind of a tax, cow tax system. Netherlands were the second to give it up. So, and they had serious environmental, and we're not very industrialized. I mean, we do have, high quality water, and the EU have an ambition to keep our water quality at that level as well, and so do we in this country. And there has been a lot of work done, we'll say, on point source solution on farms by you know, the processors with their advisors and with the EIP environmental fund that's there. So look, as regards kind of holding on to it, we have a good chance of holding on to it, but I suppose the big issue about holding on to it, and we have the Habitats Directive and the appropriate assessments that are demanded of us, and that's another condition that's been put on.
Just on the Habitats, am I right in saying before it was all about water quality from the EU, but now they're asking more detailed questions about the directive when it comes to the reasoning they'll give as to whether they say yes or no? And that's correct, Jerry.
They imposed this, we say, 6 months ago. It came out of the blue. But having said that, we possibly may still get the derogation on the condition that these habitats or these appropriate assessments are done within a period. Now, it would take a good length of time to do them, because there aren't, we'll say, the people to do them, these advisors, these ecologists, I think they call them, Jerry. So there isn't a lot of them out there. So it would take a bit of time to go through these habitats and these catchments and this, or down to the sub-catchments. But it would come down to that, like, and it might come down to an area where individuals may not get individual catchments may be put out of the, we'll say, the derogation because of that, but we may get it on condition, we'll say, that that's done in the next number, in the year or two. So that's where that kind of stands,
that might be part of it. Okay,
yes.
Look, yeah, on the direction of travel,
there could be Yeah, but I suppose we would be afraid that the conditions put on us would be too onerous, Jerry, to be fair about it. And that's the big issue, like, you know.
A lot
of people say about our water quality, the EPA, they don't say we are the biggest polluter, but they do say it's the biggest pressure, our land use is the biggest pressure, we'll say, on water quality.
Yeah, you know? And that's part of it as well. No, final point, on the direction of travel of this, I'm going to ask you to predict into the future. This is for the next 3 years, this derogation would be.
Yes.
Is there a feeling that this will be the last one that will be given to Ireland?
Yeah, there is a feeling out there, Jerry, not to be too pessimistic, and I hope it's wrong, and I hope we are wrong, but there is a feeling that it may be the last one, and that would be, it would be care, but I wouldn't lose hope yet, Jerry. I mean, if we can get to demonstrate that we can, you know, keep the water quality, and the water quality can improve, and, you know, we can, I think we're going in the right direction.
At the EU level.
Exactly. So I wouldn't lose hope yet, Jerry. I wouldn't be that pessimistic, but it is a possibility, yes.
Okay. All right. Noel, listen, thanks for taking time to talk to us. We'll see what happens on Monday evening with that meeting with Martin Hayden, but thanks for giving me your view this morning.
All right, Jerry.
There you go. That's Noel Murphy, farmer from Milltown, of course, is the National Dairy Chair for the ICMSA. If you have a view on what he had to say or on that argument, get in touch with us on the programme.